Let me tell you, let me digress for a moment. Nearly 100,000 people were killed by hospital mistakes last year. That's from the American Medical Association. 18,000 were killed by people not washing their hands. Well, Helen had a little TIA, and I was back there working away, and she called, and I said, well, I'll call.
What's TIA?
A little numbness in the cheek. Oh, bring her out here to the hospital. She was doing fine, and she was going to be discharged the next day. And the neurologist walked in, and he looked up at the monitor, and he said, oh, my God, who gave her that? And I was sitting there reading a book, and I said, what are you talking about? 9 hours later, and she slipped into a coma, and 9 hours later, she was gone. Hospital mistake.
Because she'd been given what?
A thinner instead of a coagulant. The nurse cried. They had to escort him out of the foot of her bed. And by the way, if you want to know how they find out that they're dead, I watched that doctor bend her finger all the way back and dig his fingernail into her hand. You know, I thought it was the pulse. Yes, but I'm past it, but not over it.
Could you have filed a lawsuit?
Yes, easily.
Why did you choose not to?
Because that's funny. A firm even contacted me. They were in Dallas, and I don't know how they get those hospital records, but boy, someone's feeding them their records. And I just didn't want to put my kids through that. I just didn't. It wouldn't bring her back. Oh, God. And that's when the lights went on. She was an accountant. If I was in Oklahoma, I'd spoken in all 50 states and Hawaii twice, and I was due to go to Iwo Jima and Tokyo. $10,000 a speech, woo. And Heritage Trust, Ben Byers called me, and he said, Frosty, you and Marty and Philip need to get out here. Your wife set everything up in trust. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, she'd expected you to go first, because I was the one that had both shoulders, the gallbladder, blah, 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 arthritis. And I got out there, and they took us into the conference room and gave us a little clock and some tea. Oh, God. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know Heritage Trust, but it's pretty fancy. And they don't handle normally small accounts like Helen's. They do the big stuff. They agreed to set up the trust because of her tax lawyer. So we were sitting there, and he said, do you have any idea what you're worth? And he pushed a piece of paper to me. I said, is this a bad joke? I'm in no mood for jokes. I was worth $3.4 million. If I was in town for the week, my 220s were on the dresser. I used credit cards everywhere else. Oh, boy, you two. Oh, she was. Well, let me tell you what they said at the tax accountants on Northwest Highway. She was the most meticulous at filling out the forms. And one of the accountants would fight when they went to computers. She refused, and she filled out everything. And one of the accountants, a young accountant, fought for the right to audit her. And when he told me that, that's just, oh, boy. It's been a wonderful life. I don't have any complaints, but I'm just heartbroken about the. I love Oklahoma, as I said, with all the fervor of my soul, but I never thought I'd see the day that DHS was 157 child welfare workers short, and little Daisy and whatever is beaten to death. Boy, the big headlines, DHS, DHS. They've never funded it. They haven't funded it. And by the way, the chairman of DHS was a right-wing Republican state senator when he was appointed there. He's a really good guy, but our mental health program, we're 46th. We're 48th in teacher pay. We're 47th in what we spend on a child's education in the public schools. And the mental health department has 200 active treatment beds. They're privatizing. They go to these private units, and the taxpayers are really... I'm going to keep fighting for what's right and just in Oklahoma.
Helen was 75 when she died. So when you discovered you were $3.4 million.
$3.4 million.
You are continuing to write. You don't need the money.
Yeah, well, Ben Byers asked me, he said, what do you need? And I said, can I get back to you on that? I have Social Security, naturally, $1,900 a month. I said, $2,000, and the big ticket items I'll send to you. And he said, are you sure, $2,000? And I said, sure, that gives me $3,900 a month. And he said, okay, but you can change. I want you to know, Frosty, this is your money, and you can do with it what you will. And I said, I appreciate that. And Marty on the car back home said, are you sure? And I said, well, I can always increase it. I never have. I still make a few paying speeches, but mostly I don't charge. I've never charged a church. I'm doing Temple B'nai Israel, the Unitarians in Tulsa, and I don't charge those folks. I never have, never will. And I tell them the good news about Oklahoma. These are good people. They were just grossly misled in the last election. They have had a national temper tantrum. I don't blame the Tea Party folks. I really don't. When you look at Congress and their ability to agree on anything except they ought to be rid of Obama, oh, my God, are we down to that? Are we down to that? Listen, I survived the Nixon administration. I voted for Nixon the first time. You know why? He said he'd end the war. And guess what? He widened it to Cambodia.